You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Don't forget to vote for us in the Sports Podcast Awards from the link in our bio.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at the Garden. This is like the third interview in less than 72 hours.
How did we do last night?
So, 250k on the first one. We are at 112 on the second. I know, especially in our argument.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
yeah.
Bit of both.
Well, all right, tough guy.
Do you know, I had people DMing me last night. It was like, do you and Eddie set it up before the interview to get...
I had people DMing me going, good on you telling Umar because he's a right prick.
The same thing.
I'm sure you do.
Well, packed out at the Garden here. Loads of media. I've heard you in a couple of interviews now saying that Sky Sports aren't covering this fight.
I don't know for sure. That was a question that was asked of me. You overheard the interview. Said, how disappointed are you that Sky Sports aren't covering this event? I'm sure they'll do something, especially after the things I've said today.
Why do you think they're not here?
Because we left Sky Sports boxing and they've chose not to cover anything that we do anymore, which is really against the arguments I had with them. I actually said to them, and for a number of years, you give too much coverage to shows that we don't promote. And they said, no, look, we're a news outlet. We want to be impartial. But they've never spoken about one of our shows. But this is different. This is an iconic moment for women's sport. And Sky are such a great supporter of women's sport. It's just disappointing, especially when Katie Taylor boxed on that platform for her entire career. And also, especially as BBC are here, ITV are here, so many news outlets are here, a lot of reputable news outlets, CNN, Bloomberg, and other not so reputable outlets as well. But, you know, I'm sure they'll do something, especially after seeing this. But I just, you know, it's a bit petty, but it's business and it's rivalry, which also is good for boxing.
Well, they were at Fury White last week. Were you surprised by that?
That was a pay-per-view on their platform.
Anyways, away from that, just talk to me about the card. We talked about Taylor Serrano this week, but we haven't actually gone through in depth on the card. Just run through it, please.
So when I promote a show at Madison Square Garden, right, this show could have probably sold the same amount of tickets with an average undercard. My legacy's on the line in venues like this. You remember AJ Ruiz, right, which nearly killed me. Taylor Passoon, Callum Smith, Josh Kelly against Ray Robinson, Joshua Buatsi on the card. Like, this is my chance to create memories and nights that people will never forget. So when I have to put my hand in a pocket, do you know how much Liam Smith against Jesse Vargas is costing? I'm not going to tell you. A fucking lot of money, right? Do you know how much Cedar Roos against Cruz Dezern is costing for the Undisputed Championship? Galau Yafai, Ammo Williams against Cordell Booker, right? This card is phenomenal on Saturday night. But I want people to leave there and go, Matchroom are unbelievable. This is US fight fans. I've just heard that nearly 50% of the crowd this weekend are travelling from the UK and Ireland, which shocked the life out of me because that's going to be a big number, probably 7,000 or 8,000 or more. So this is our moment as a business, as well as, of course, Katie and Amanda's runner, where I want to create an event that people go, that was unbelievable from start to finish. And it doesn't always play out like that with undercards, but you look at this undercard and you just think, that. Liam Smith against Jesse Vargas, that fight headlines any US, any UK show. It's co-main event. And, you know, this is like historical stuff for us as a business as well. So I want to give everybody a great night. Frank Smith's been moaning at me because he said I've spent too much money on the undercard. But the bow tie's going on Saturday night and we're going to have a lot of fun.
Considering how much you spent on the card and the main event, it's Thursday afternoon here in New York City. How are ticket sales at the moment?
Good. We're nearly at 15,000. I think we're capped about 17,500, 18,000. We're doing like 400 or 500 a day, and we expect that to go up. I think we'll be virtually sold out on Saturday night, if not completely sold out. You'll see it. And I've seen people go, oh, I've heard it's actually, you know, not. Wait and see the Garden on Saturday night, and there'll be no comping like other people do. There'll be comps to local clubs, but not thousands of comps that generally other promoters do in America. And we've done in the past, by the way, as well. So you will see just a brilliant event on Saturday.
Joe Markoski reckons massive figures on DAZN across the world.
Huge. I mean, obviously, UK and Ireland is going to be huge. And we're going to release later on as well. Obviously, this is for the UK fight fans predominantly. I know you're big in America, Umar, but this interview mainly for the UK. We'll release all the start times. Just get yourself at home. Download DAZN. Don't forget, if you download DAZN, you can also watch Canelo Bivol next weekend as well. And get ready for a massive night.
Last one. What's the latest on Conor Benn, please?
Conor Benn, I spoke to this morning. He's in Paris at the moment, enjoying himself. We're working on a big fight for him on the summer, and we should have news on that maybe next week, if not the week after.
I know yesterday you said the PBC guys aren't big names, but you keep calling Keith Thurman, Danny Garcia, even Ugas, I know he just lost. But if Conor's a global star, as you say, what's the point of chasing them names in the PBC?
No, but they're great fights for him in the division. They're top welterweights. You want him to fight a top welterweight contender. I mean, what? Now
I'd love them. But I'm just going off what you said.
What did I say? I said I don't think Ugas or Thurman are massive names. I think they're big names, but I'm talking about global stars. It's about Canelo Alvarez, Anthony Joshua. And I think Conor Benn has the potential to be a global star. He's a massive star of British boxing. There's a long way to go. But people want him to have great fights against great contenders in the welterweight division. Thurman, Garcia, these kind of guys. That's what we're trying to do.
If not, then?
If not, we fight someone else. So if you're talking about Avanesian, yeah, possibly. I mean, but I keep saying Avanesian has just boxed Metz and Liam Taylor. Conor's just boxed Van Heerden and Chris Algieri. We're on a great path. Avanesian fight could be a great fight. We'd like a bigger name. If we can't get a bigger name, he's certainly someone we'll consider.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Sports Social Podcast Network.